Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump, who's being treated at a military hospital outside Washington, D.C., posted an upbeat 4-minute-long video on his Twitter feed saying he feels much better, and he says he hopes to return to the campaign trail soon.
I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing and the kind of numbers that we've been doing. We've been so proud of it. But this was something that happened, and it's happened to millions of people all over the world.
Though Trump also notes that the next few days will be the test. The president was sitting behind what appeared to be a boardroom table, wearing a suit jacket but no tie. He says it was his choice to go to the hospital and that his wife Melania is also doing well. She also tested positive for the virus. And since President Trump was diagnosed with the coronavirus, Vice President Mike Pence has been working from home. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on steps Pence is taking to limit exposure.
A senior administration official said the vice president is working from home at the U.S. Naval Observatory out of an abundance of caution. That's where Pence led a conference call of the White House Coronavirus Task Force Saturday. Pence plans to travel in advance of Wednesday's vice presidential debate in Salt Lake City. The administration official said he's expected to arrive in Utah Monday evening. The Trump campaign said on Saturday that Pence will be making appearances in key states after the debate, starting in Arizona on Thursday. Pence, who is tested daily, and his wife Karen both tested negative for the virus on Friday and Saturday. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
In South Carolina at this hour, Senator Lindsey Graham and Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison will meet for the first time on the debate stage at Allen University, a historically black university in Columbia. As Gavin Jackson of South Carolina Public Radio reports, the debate comes a month before voters determine whether Graham gets a fourth term.
Heading into tonight's debate, polls have Graham and Harrison, an associate chairman of the Democratic National Committee, deadlocked. Top forecasters have moved the race to leans Republican, which still favors Graham in the Republican-controlled state. But changing demographics and Graham's shifting views have fueled his nationally connected opponent to smash fundraising and ad spending records. The confirmation process of Judge Amy Coney Barrett in Graham's Judiciary Committee threatens the next two debate dates, but it can also boost campaign coffers, something Graham desperately needs. For NPR News, I'm Gavin Jackson in Charleston.
In Northern California, red flag warnings for extreme fire danger have expired, but the warm weather and dry conditions continue to be a problem for firefighters battling more than two dozen blazes across the state. California is facing an astonishing milestone, 4 million acres of land burned by wildfires this year. That mark is set to be set soon. You're listening to NPR News. Health authorities in India say the country now has recorded more than 100,000 virus-related deaths since the pandemic began. NPR's Lauren Freer reports they're calling it a grim milestone.
This announcement from India's health ministry means that nearly 10% of all coronavirus deaths globally have been in India. India has the second most reported infections in the world behind the U.S., but the third most reported deaths behind the U.S. and Brazil. A small fraction of deaths in India, though, are ever medically certified, so scientists caution the real numbers could be much higher. And while India's total confirmed cases may soon overtake those of the U.S., the per capita infection rate in India is far lower because the population is so large, nearly 1.4 billion people. India has ramped up testing in recent weeks, and its daily tallies of new cases have come down slightly since a record high in August. Lauren Freier, NPR News.
And in the U.S., there are more than 7.3 million cases of coronavirus and more than 209,000 deaths. This according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The chief executives of Facebook, Google, and Twitter have all agreed to testify before Congress at the end of the month. This about a legal shield that protects the tech industry. Now, this comes shortly after the Senate Commerce Committee voted to subpoena tech company CEOs to talk about a decades-old protection that lets tech platform avoid getting sued for what people post. It also lets companies moderate content. Democrats say that law lets misinformation and hate speech spread. You're listening to NPR News.